Cheryl A. Esplin, second counselor in the primary general presidency. Cheryl A. C. Esplin, second counselor in the primary general presidency, cannot remember a time when she did not believe in Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. I was taught at a young age to pray, she says. I remember going in prayer to find help before I did anything else, and I always received answers to my prayers. Born in October 1944 to Orson and Mildred Acey, Sister Esplin grew up on a farm 8 miles east of Lovell, Wyoming, USA. As the second oldest of 9 children, she was often called upon to babysit. While in charge of her younger brothers and sisters, Sister Esplin remembers praying for her family's safety while her parents were gone. Sister Esplin graduated with a bachelor's degree in elementary education from Brigham Young University. While studying, she met her husband, Max Esplin, and married him in the St. George, Utah Temple on September 1, 1967. After graduating, Brother Esplin was drafted into the military, and Sister Esplin taught 5th grade for 2 years near her family in Byron, Wyoming. She has served in the Relief Society, Young Women, and Primary Auxiliaries. Her most recent calling was on the Primary General Board. She also served with her husband when he was president of the North Carolina Raleigh Mission. The Esplins have 5 children. Sister Esplin loves spending time with her grandchildren. They cook pancakes and waffles, play dress-up, go on hikes, and read stories together. Sister Esplin loves the message of her favorite scripture, Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verse 88. And whoso receiveth you, there will I be also, for I will go before your face. I will be on your right hand and on your left, and my spirit shall be in your hearts, and mine angels round about you to bear you up. She hopes that children will remember that Heavenly Father is always available to them through prayer. End of News of the Church.